If you love hurricanes, daiquiris, and, well, any rum cocktail, listen up. Captain Morgan's about to shake things up like never before. We're talking Bourbon Street, New Orleans, home to legendary drinks and unforgettable moments. But what if we told you the most iconic cocktails here have one thing in common? Hint? It's not bourbon. That's right, it's rum. And Captain Morgan is bringing unforgettable fun to Bourbon Street in a way you won't want to miss. Get ready for something big as we gear up for Super Bowl 59. Make sure to keep your eyes on NOLA's most iconic street. Who knows, Bourbon Street might just need a new name. Stay tuned for clues and get ready for the most legendary adventure yet. Please drink responsibly. Captain Morgan Original Spice Rum, 35% alcohol by volume. Captain Morgan Rum Company, New York, New York.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/redcircle.
This is Old School, sponsored by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Text line. Go ahead, man. So what's up, guys? This is more of a message to listeners. But why is everyone such a hater texting? I think some people forget these are kids. I understand the want to win, but last night the game we were booing our own players, which was the entire point of the conversation. This has got to stop, in my opinion. It was too much.
Yeah, it's too much. That was disappointing just because it's too early to be doing that. And he ain't really deserve it. I mean, you know, like you said, he'll tell you he needs to play better. You know, it's not for a lack of effort. You just got to get your mind right in there. This is a big transition for these kids, man. He went from Arizona State, JUCO. I mean, this is a big step up, man.
Well,
packed house and not rivalry because we
Creighton winning.
We're not challenging Creighton, but you know, it's a thorn in our side and our mental aspect and their mental capacity. So, just one of those things that you know, these young players at Nebraska got to get used to.
Yeah, I would tell people this from the fan base. Players who are being recruited here, pay attention to what the fan base says.
Oh, and now they do it even more now.
Right? Like, they pay attention. So when you make the statement that, well, why can't we get so-and-so here? Why can't we get this kind of talent here? Guess what? Yeah. A lot of it is the nonsense that is. But that's okay. That's okay, because people want to be heard. We want you to be heard.
We got to do better. Yeah, we got to rebound better. We got to play better.
Yeah. I mean, 1-2 is not good enough. Well, it's just not.
Seton Hall beat Michigan last night.
Look, all the Big Ten teams that
Seton Hall
of power.
Beat Michigan last
right?
Night,
that,
at Michigan.
This is how this – right? Right? That all the – look, Illinois took one. Matter of fact, almost took two.
Yeah.
They almost lost to Akron. Needed a shot at the buzzer to get them past it. Look. Basketball is tough, and when you have a team that is still getting to know each other, it's a little bit tougher.
Right.
It's a little bit tougher.
Especially when you aren't delivering any clotheslines. People thought I was crazy.
Well, there was one. Did you see Breidenbach, top of the key?
Yeah. That was just a body check. I like it, though.
Yeah, you know, this is Scott says, I thought they were booing Fred. No, they were not booing Fred. Are you guys blaming the fans? For booing their own players, yes. Grow up. Really? You don't understand that? Yeah. Don't boo your own players. How about that?
Yeah.
That's crazy. You don't understand that? Come on.
Look, man. 1-2. It's too early to be doing all that type of stuff.
1-2 is not what you want. Their play level hasn't been what they want or what's expected.
No.
Through
there's been
being
a lot of
said,
you know, a lot of preseason hype. We won the off season. I know they've worked hard. You know, I know that they're a tight knit team. You know, I think their captain is down, so now they got to he'll still be involved. They got to, you know, really tighten up and come together as one.
Can you imagine Creighton if they lost their point guard?
Homeboy was – he's for real.
Right? Like, so would that be the same Creighton team?
No.
Okay.
People are talking about O'Connell. They're talking about Hawkins.
O'Connell's – they have dudes.
Hold on. But that's the dude that won the game.
Yeah.
He controlled the pace of the game. Mm-hmm. He controlled the tempo of the game from them running and not running, running some sets. And you always see when they needed a big bucket, either he made the play or he made the play to keep them, you know, keep the lead for them, which is manageable and controlling the game.
Yeah, he impacted Verge's play.
Right.
So he was
physical, well built type of dude.
Yeah.
And you know, it's just part of – it's a learning experience. You're playing against physical – and let's not – Western Illinois was physical.
Mm-hmm.
Houston State was physical.
Grown-ups.
Yeah, and they were physical. So you just got to get used to this type of play, and it's going to take some time.
From the text line, it says, I agree you are harder on football than basketball, but it's early in the season. Did you guys ride with me through an entire 7-win, 20-plus loss season last year? And to tell me that I wasn't critical, that I was harder on football, no, bro. That's
you're being biased against the football team, man. Come on, DP, man.
Yeah, because, you know, that strikes me as just normal, right?
That's Jake.
I would say, again, a 1-2 team, to say that I'm happy about it, I haven't said that. When they win, you speak well of them. When they do not win, you speak the truth.
Right.
So if – that appears to be something in your mind, that's none of my business. But it's, as the texter says, it's constantly the same thing year in and year out. When are the coaches held accountable? That part, the adults being held accountable. And, yes, as Jay often says, at some point the players have to make plays. So you can say that the players should make plays, but ultimately it's the coach's job to get those players ready and to get them in a space where
But people's idea of adults being held accountable is like fire a coach every year. That's people these days. That's what they view as holding somebody accountable. You know what I mean? It's a relationship. That's why you see – that's what you're doing. Like the player – or the coaches are hoping that the players are taking the coaching and applying it out there when they're playing. And of course, the coach has got to find maybe a different way to get it going on, but it's too early to draw these type of conclusions based on three games.
Well,
now, like we said,
on a night when they lost their captain, look,
it's not
I don't
even
know
that. If they were 2-0 and lost,
this would still be dreadful.
Yes, but not as bad because Western Illinois is still freshly in everybody's mind.
True, all true.
And,
that is true.
And to lose the way that they did, two deep three-pointers in your face. And
in
I'm
the
gonna
final
quote,
6 seconds.
In the final 30-something seconds, mm-hmm. Hand down, man down, mama, there goes that man.
Yep.
There goes that man.
Yep. All of that's true.
Deep, too.
Whap.
Take it with you.
Whap.
Just giving cats NyQuil. Go sleep.
And the funny thing is, the players know. They're like, man, we can't let that. How do we let that happen?
It was a wake-up
call. Like, they know.
Right.
They know. So,
but that's what – their young team, they don't know how to prepare. Like, they don't understand what it takes yet to win individually and as a team.
Right.
And it's something that – because they've not – majority of them, they haven't played college basketball.
And they certainly haven't played together.
If you love hurricanes, daiquiris, and, well, any rum cocktail, listen up. Captain Morgan's about to shake things up like never before. We're talking Bourbon Street, New Orleans, home to legendary drinks and unforgettable moments. But what if we told you the most iconic cocktails here have one thing in common? Hint? It's not bourbon. That's right, it's rum. And Captain Morgan is bringing unforgettable fun to Bourbon Street in a way you won't want to miss. Get ready for something big as we gear up for Super Bowl 59. Make sure to keep your eyes on NOLA's most iconic street. Who knows? Bourbon Street might just need a new name. Stay tuned for clues and get ready for the most legendary adventure yet. Please drink responsibly. Captain Morgan Original Spice Rum, 35% alcohol by volume. Captain Morgan Rum Company, New York, New York.
You're a startup founder. Finding product market fit is probably your number one priority. But to land bigger customers, you also need security compliance. Obtaining your SOC 2 or ISO 27001 certification can open those big doors, but they take time and energy, pulling you away from building and shipping. That's where Vanta comes in. Vanta is the all-in-one compliance solution helping startups get audit ready and build a strong security foundation quickly and painlessly. Vanta automates the manual security tasks that slow you down, helping you streamline your audit. The platform connects you with trusted experts to build your program, auditors to get you through audits quickly, and a marketplace for essentials like pen testing. So whether you're closing your first deal or gearing up for growth, Vanta makes compliance easy. Join over 8,000 companies, including Y Combinator and Techstars startups, who trust Vanta. For a limited time, get $1,000 off Vanta at vanta.com/simplify. That's VANTA.com/simplify for $1,000 off.
They haven't played college back. They haven't.
I'm less concerned about last night because you played an 8-point game against a Creighton team that has had success against you, and you had to finish without your leader.
Yeah.
Like that bothers me less than Western Illinois. Western Illinois bothers me because, one, I didn't think the game should be that close to begin with.
No.
Second of all, you battled back, got the lead, and didn't close. Like, you had a 4-point lead with under 30 seconds. You got to close
those. You missed 85 free throws.
You got to close those. Right?
You missed 85 free throws.
You have to close those. So I'm more bothered by Western Illinois than I am Creighton.
But can you go back and change that game?
No. Not a thing.
You got to worry about the next game.
Not a thing. And that's why I say I do want to know what it was that led folks to feel the desire to burn. The text line just answered my question. It said, DP and Jay, I'm sorry, but if I was getting booed by fans in my third game, I would not be happy to come back and play in front of them again. That's a statement of truth as well.
I would, because I'm going to make you eat them words. That's what I'm talking about. I'm going to show you. All right, yeah, you know, there might be, you know, was it right? No. But was I playing my best? No.
Right.
But then I'm going to show you.
So I'm going to make you love me.
Yeah.
I'm going to make you love me.
Yeah.
And I think that's it. I think, you know.
I'm going to play even better. I want to be a competitor. I'm trying to poke your eyes out, man.
All deep. All deep.
My services are still yet to be rendered. I'm putting this out to Coach Fred.
Box out drill.
Oh, no. You want to increase your physicalness? Okay, listen here. Yeah. They would be getting some ice tubs after that. You come to the lane and I'm in practice? Oh, no. It's full body check. So when you get ready, you'll be okay. Cause you get
from the big dudes to the little dudes.
Right, you get 250 pounds up on you.
Everybody getting it. Everybody getting it.
They're going to be like, oh, no. You know, Jay hit me harder now. I ain't this ain't nothing.
From the text line, my biggest question is why Kobe wasn't on the floor to start the second half when he pretty much led the comeback in the first half. What I don't know the answer to that, but I would imagine because CJ is the first guy up.
Yeah.
Like I think
CJ been balling.
Yeah, CJ being the first guy up, and I think that would be kind of what I think that answer would be. What up, DP? What up, Space Cadet? I don't know if you answered this question for me last night, but there's something I'm not seeing with Alonzo. Quite underwhelming and a bit of a ball hog in my eyes. Offense doesn't move well when he's in compared to when Webster was in. Let me know. I have covered it. I covered it last night. I covered it today. I'll cover it again. Know the system. Know the chemistry behind the players, the guys who practice first team, first five versus second five. Who practices the most? Who identifies what other people do well? But if you're running the if you're running this team offensively, and this team has gone through a drought, most scoring point guards, which is today's point guard, there are no pass first point guards. They don't exist. There are guys who are more efficient when they pass the ball, but Verge is trying to do too much because he's not sure, one, of the people on the floor next to him being able to hit shots because they haven't hit them to that point, right? At that point, they were shooting 13% from three.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you keep doing? Keep throwing it in the water? Or do you try to get a bucket? You try to go get a bucket.
Right, it'd be all good if he was scoring.
Right, and yeah. but
he's
here's
not scoring right now.
Who do you who does a guy who's the Pac-12 defending player of the year, or a freshman who's getting his first run in a big moment in a big game at PBA? Trust has to be earned and developed over the course of time. Game three.
Yeah, I mean, it goes both ways, though.
Verge needs to be better. He needs to be better. Better decision-making, better at honoring the system. All facts. Simple. I don't know how you can see a guy battle and get 13 rebounds on a night when nobody else was rebounding and call him underwhelming. For a guy that put up 25 points in a ball game to help you come from behind to win and call him underwhelming. No, please don't. Please don't. That's a little too much. Adam says, what's up, DP? What's up, Adam? I have a question. Why don't they feed Bryce the ball more? He almost seems purposely avoid giving him the ball like they will steal his thunder. Is that right? No. No. They want to win. They want to score each possession down.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it's just one of those things that, I mean, they should maybe run a couple more sets for him.
Yeah.
They should run a couple more sets for Wilcher. They should run some for Wilhelm. And just, you know, you got to – this is – look, man, it's a good problem to have when you got all these guys that have potential in weaponry. But, you know, right now they're still working through it. You know, who's starting, where their role is. You know, we're going to run these sets. Who's hot? Do we – you know, you might go in a game plan and say we're going to get so many touches to these certain players, but somebody starts hitting like Webster, you know, you got to put that stuff on the back burner. And you say, look, you know, he went heat check. You know, hit three threes in a row or two. He going heat check to see if he get four. So you got to kind of adjust on the fly. What really eliminates all this angst is defending and rebounding. Defending and rebounding. Team defense and rebounding. That keeps you in these games. Mm-hmm. So instead of being down 15, you're only down 6. You're down 8. You get what I'm saying?
Their shooting in the first half before Kobe came in was atrocious.
I know. We walked in. I looked up. It says like 13%. I was like, dang, is Jay Foreman out there playing? That looked like me in the Y with nobody guarding me. I'm shooting 13%.
Woof. Woof. Like if I'm shooting with the left hand.
Yeah, no, that's me with my right hand, you know. So
it was tough to watch. But they get another shot on Friday, and we'll talk about Friday as though it's the only game that matters.
It is the only game. It's the next one.
Because
it's like Nebraska
is.
Playing Wisconsin. It's the
because
only
it is. We look
it's do or die Brooklyn, New York.
Allowing folks to vent. Get it out of your system.
Yeah, it's only 24 hours. Wait, hold on. It's exactly almost – well, it's not almost 24 hours.
You get 24 hours to complain.
22 hours.
And then you got to put it down.
They got
to
stop at 8 o'clock.
There we go. So, for the folks that are in the room, we will give away this signed Jason Peter jersey here coming up next, and then we'll preview what's going to happen down at PBA tonight and what's going to happen here on 93.7 The Ticket for its weeknight. Stay tuned. You're listening to Old School 93.7 The Ticket.
You're listening to Old School with DP and Jay. Download the mobile app and listen wherever you are on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
If you love hurricanes, daiquiris, and, well, any rum cocktail, listen up. Captain Morgan's about to shake things up like never before. We're talking Bourbon Street, New Orleans, home to legendary drinks and unforgettable moments. But what if we told you the most iconic cocktails here have one thing in common? Hint, it's not bourbon. That's right, it's rum. And Captain Morgan is bringing unforgettable fun to Bourbon Street in a way you won't want to miss. Get ready for something big as we gear up for Super Bowl 59. Make sure to keep your eyes on NOLA's most iconic street. Who knows, Bourbon Street might just need a new name. Stay tuned for clues and get ready for the most legendary adventure yet. Please drink responsibly. Captain Morgan Original Spice Rum, 35% alcohol by volume. Captain Morgan Rum Company, New York, New York.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! You need parts? O'Reilly Auto Parts has parts. Need them fast? We've got fast. No matter what you need, we have thousands of professional parts people doing their part to make sure you have it. Product availability. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
Oh, O'Reilly. Auto Parts.